Who? What the fam? Huh? What the fam, baby? Who? What the fam? Huh? What the fam, baby? Who? What the fam? Huh? What the fam, baby? Who? What the fam? Huh? What the fam, baby?
Kate, Allie, Catherine. Gonna show you how to laugh again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Man, I'm sure you'll be back again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Man, I'm sure you'll be back again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Gonna show you how to laugh again. Yeah. What the fam podcast.
Hey, what? Huh? Oh.
Huh. Huh. Huh.
I didn't just freeze. That was you. It was me.
Hi, everybody.
How's everybody? Audio? Audio's good. Good.
I think audio's good.
We're just doing a live sound check here. with the audience.
Yeah, you guys sound great. Mom, you sound awesome.
One, two, three, check.
Well, I built a new podcast studio, so.
You better sound awesome.
Literally have built
it. You put some acoustics in there?
Yep.
Acoustic tones.
Well, I have curtains and things of that nature.
Yeah, the curtains
that might help. Mm-hmm. Are they kind of cute?
Okay, I can't see the curtains because I don't have like the wide view.
Oh, what?
Oh, now I can.
Whoa. Mom's studio is like an antique shop. It's like all of the coolest antiques.
Yeah.
It
I feel
is.
Like I just walked into like a thrift
yeah,
store.
Yeah, but like curated.
Yeah.
It's, but like very, curated.
Wow.
It's going to be quite amazing when I'm done.
Like
I think it's going to be wall to wall. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
It's been in the basement. It's going to be wall to wall pictures, memory. It's going to be this like
fun
room. My theme is moody and antique-y.
That's
moody
my
antiques.
Theme for my bedroom.
Moody
and
antiques.
Really, Allie? Yeah. Maybe I got that from you.
I think you probably did because I definitely sent you inspiration. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want it to look like moody, eclectic. Okay. Antique. I think I literally used those words.
Mom's like,
she's like, yeah, so I came up with this.
Mom's like, this idea just came to me one night on my own.
This always happens. Like,
that
say
is like your style.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I love that idea. That was my own idea. And obviously, it wasn't. It was somebody else's.
And it's not usually malicious intent. You're just like, you
I just
don't
implanted
realize
it.
The thought came
it was
from
so
else.
Good that you just were like, yeah, obviously, I had that idea.
Obviously, that was my idea to start with.
Exactly. I love that. It's so good to see you. I missed
you. I miss
you. Yeah.
I miss you guys. When's the next time?
BYB?
Oh, we got to talk about a girl's trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that at the end of the last episode, and nothing has materialized, but we've definitely talked about it.
We have to do our
no
colors.
Plans have been made.
Yeah, we got it. We just got to do it.
Maybe we should send around like a poll that says like, which weekends are you available?
Yeah, which weekends?
Yeah, I love that.
Because I think we'll just have to do, it might just be the girls and Matthew, because the only weekend he's gone is 4th of July, which I know you guys are busy.
Yeah, we're already at Nick and Ashley's house, 4th of July.
Oh, that's funny, because Caitlin was thinking about coming here for 4th of July, which would mean that we're all within an hour
Matthew's
and a half
going to
of each other.
Which probably means we'll all be together at some point. Right,
you know,
like
that
only
happen.
An hour away. There's
that.
No way.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, well we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
But we don't want to infringe on your guys' plans for your like one-on-one time because I know that you guys plan your one-on-one time. But
yeah, we're doing one-on-one with the kiddos all summer long, so I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just gonna be here before
we
know
it. Do that. Yeah, it really is.
Although
it's really cool.
I keep talking about planting flowers and building outdoor spaces, and then it like snows the next day. So who knows?
Well,
I get excited,
know,
and then I'm like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I can't sit outside necessarily.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It still hurts outside. So, Caitlin, what were you saying that happened to you that we need to talk about?
Whoa.
Oh, so. Huge thing just happened to me. Mom, I was telling Allie, I made a really good pasta. That's part of it. It literally just happened to me. So Matthew and I, our knives here, we bought them 3 years ago from Walmart.
Okay.
They were full of rust. So Matthew was like, you gotta go get new knives. Like, we should treat ourselves, get like a nice knife block from Target, whatever. This was the first night I had tried the new knives, and I might need to have my finger amputated.
This is what Craig cut my finger says.
So bad.
Oh no.
So freaking bad.
The and right when it happened, through the finger, or through the
It's bleeding
Band-Aid,
through my Band-Aid.
Along the finger.
And I'm like, how do you know, like, when one is to need a stitch?
I feel if like it's, it won't
if it's flapping
bleeding.
Open.
Oh my God,
the flap. Yeah.
Like, if it won't stop bleeding and, like, yeah.
Oh, it's making me queasy to think about, honestly. You guys, it was pretty scary.
When did this happen? Just now?
Probably about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, so you may, how big is it?
Like, watch it, it's up in water.
They might have watch to just, water. They might have to just take the whole arm is kind of what I was thinking.
No. Is it, we may, you may need to go get a stitch, okay?
No, I don't think I have to get a stitch.
We
I
have,
I think
so.
It's
going to
be fine,
it.
But I'm just right,
like, I want to
like,
see. Can you take off your Band-Aid?
Yeah, can you show
you
us?
You want to see it? Do you want me to take it off?
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
Wait, also, the other weird thing about this, Allie, have you been listening to The Toast this week?
I think I'm like one behind. Oh, wait, no, Turdy did like cut her finger with some knives.
Turdy cut her finger? Isn't that weird? I was like, am I turning into Turdy?
Why is it every time we talk on this podcast, we talk about something so interesting, so funny that I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that in a long time. And then I listen to my weekly podcast and they talk about the same fucking thing that we do. Excuse me. Whoa. But I'm like, what the heck?
That is weird.
Okay, this is what Craig always says. Do not buy sharp knives, Caitlin. Do you know this is his big mantra?
Can you buy dull ones?
Yeah. Well, don't buy good ones. Because when you buy good knives.
Okay, well, these aren't even that good.
They're very sharp.
It was a whole block of knives for like $45.
Oh, wow.
So like they can't
maybe
be that great.
Yeah, those
so
probably
bad
weren't very good.
That,
true.
Like, you know they say like a dull knife is more dangerous than a sharp knife because you have to like push down more?
No, I don't stand by that because our dull knives, I could jam it into my hand and it would be like a tickle. Like it was fine.
Shit. Okay.
And now these, I'm just, I don't know.
I used to collect these knives from Williams-Sonoma and they were called Global Knives. And I would buy one for Myron, my first husband, like about every 3 months. They were just, I was in love with them. He liked to cook. But they were so sharp, very expensive.
Wait, every 3 months?
Like a lot.
Yeah. Well, like one knife would cost a lot of money. It was like $100 per knife.
So were you like slowly accumulating the whole knife block?
Yes.
Like, so you'd buy like one steak knife once you've saved up the money.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Honestly, I think that's a great strategy.
Yeah. Because they were so beautiful. In the divorce, I let them keep the knives because I'm like, you know, you keep
them. Wow. That was kind of you.
I mean. Yeah, but they're beautiful. So Williams-Sonoma Global Knives. They're like works of art. They're just so beautiful. But I'm like, Craig, should we get some Global Knives? He's like, no, you'll kill yourself.
He said they're too sharp.
Yeah, they're too sharp. They're too sharp. Yeah.
No, like I want to go back to my rusty, dusty, crusty knives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were so they're so safe.
Like you know how to use them.
I cut one avocado.
Shit.
One
and
avocado
that,
in this
That
happens.
Long appendage. Can
I mean,
you show
you could
us
probably
right now do an unveiling of a... Do an unveiling right now with the finger.
You could probably use to shave like half an inch off that thing. So it'd probably be better
if they were to have to amputate the last like what do you call those little
like
sections?
Knuckle.
Yeah, like the last knuckle. It'd probably be
to a
normal
sized finger.
Everyone else's pointer finger.
Oh my God, Caitlin!
I could just shave all the top knuckles off and be like, you know what?
That'd be spooky.
Can you type? Can you do your job?
I feel like you'd have to get used to it. I bet you could.
Because
it doesn't feel good.
Is it on the pad?
Wait.
The pad?
Serious question. No, it's on the side.
Okay.
Serious question, though. Can I take Advil if it's throbbing?
Yes.
Or does that, like, do something weird to
Advil
the blood?
Advil thins your blood. Tylenol does not.
So am I going to bleed out?
I don't think you'll bleed out. But maybe take a Tylenol instead. As long as you're not drinking.
I don't. Who has Tylenol?
Tylenol?
Like, what is Tylenol?
Like, we're such an Advil family.
Like
who
uses
Tylenol?
We are Advil.
I hate
mom.
It's like Coke or Pepsi. We are Advil.
I feel like growing up, mom was like, Tylenol will kill you. Like, Like, you were so anti-Tylenol. And we were, like, popping Advils, like, every, you know, 4 to 6 hours.
Crazy.
But then Tylenol
candy.
Was like, oh, you gave her Tylenol? Like, what are you trying to do, kill my daughter?
Well, okay.
I feel like I didn't know what Tylenol was.
Okay,
like,
this is a whole story. So do you remember about the Tylenol scare?
I remember something. Oh, are you thinking, like, the poisoning?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't think I was there. I think you told me about it. Okay.
Yeah. So back in the 70s, there was somebody that took Tylenol and tainted the Tylenol pills with something that made you die. And
oh my God.
Because they didn't have protective measures for containers. And he opened up the container and put something in the Tylenol, and people were taking it and they were dying. It was some, you know, radical, crazy person, obviously. And
so we did this at like a warehouse, like
go to like a Walgreens or something.
Warehouse?
No,
go to like a grocery store.
Oh, he would open them
and put like something in them. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude,
and
people
so
are crazy.
If you Google Tylenol scare, and if now this is granted, y'all, if my memory serves me
I think you're right.
This was a long time ago. So then now the advent of you can't open packages now. Like I cannot open aspirin. Anything you get at the store now has a package on a package on a package because of the Tylenol scare. That's why there's like, I can't open up my milk because there's this
safety seal.
You have to.
Yeah. The little safety seal.
Yeah. There's like
those
thousands.
There's thousands
of safety seals. It's because of the man and the Tylenol scare.
Wait, yeah, listen to this. Chicago Tylenol murders.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
1982, a tragic medical mystery began with a sore throat and a runny nose. It was then that Mary Kellerman, a 12-year-old girl, died.
Sad.
Wow. Wait, I want to know
how many deaths. There were
there were a few.
Oh, no, another one. Adam Janus, Stanley, 25, Teresa, 19.
I think it took him, like, some time to put together that it was the Tylenol that was doing it, because, like, why would you remember, like, oh, well, she took a Tylenol. Like, why would you ever include that in a report, you know?
Yeah, it says, over the next few days, 3 more strange deaths occurred.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
The investigators made the connection between the poisoning deaths and Tylenol.
Those are some good
investigators. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my God, good for them.
Isn't that nuts, though? So I think about that a lot. Crazy. It's like anytime I open up a jar, can, whatever.
And it's like, this is because of some sicko that was killing people that I couldn't, that I can't open this damn container.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
And I feel sorry for older, like women that are maybe 80, 90, 100 living alone, and they don't have a man to open up their containers. It is.
Oh my God.
I cannot open up my milk. Craig has to open up my milk.
We got
to
get you one of those jar opener things.
Because of that little safety seal?
The seal, and I'm taking a knife and
how do you?
Like, you're going to be the
danger
next one.
Seal. Yeah.
Roses and stabs.
Yeah, I'm stabbing.
I don't know if anybody else has such a problem, but I'm like,
no, I do too, Mom.
Oh God, it's
terrible. Do you want to know the weird thing that I can't do? Like the one thing I can't open? It's so specific. I always get eye drops, and for whatever reason, I can't undo the child lock the first time.
Oh God.
So Matthew has to open it, but then I can do it after.
You have to like loosen
it
up.
I don't know what it is about the first one.
That's
weird.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty, I don't know.
Like what it is about the plastic Pellegrino liter bottles. I drink about 3 liters of Pellegrino a week. And,
oh my God, that's a lot of bottles.
It's my addiction. But the plastic bottles are so hard to open. Like I physically can't open it. So I asked, Shane just like, when he's going to get me a bottle of Pellegrino for the night that I carry around like a wine bottle and just like sip.
Is it a glass?
They come in glass bottles and they come in plastic. I like the plastic better because they actually like reclose, but the glass ones don't.
Yeah.
But I feel kind of like a manic woman from a movie, like carrying around a wine bottle around my house and just like taking swigs, but it's Pellegrino.
Cool. You should have like a cigarette by your side too. You know, and like an ambience in our clothes.
Yeah, just in case. Okay, so you guys are going to laugh speaking about blood. How this weekend I was working on getting my white couch white again?
Yes.
And
yes. I want to hear the update.
Okay, so for the backstory is I bought this white couch like right after Jordan moved out because he was always like, you can't have a white couch. You'll never be able to keep it clean. And so then I got a white couch, and guess who couldn't keep it clean?
She got a white couch. But it's okay. It was never about the cleanliness. I just wanted a white couch.
So anyway, I've got this white couch, and then Shane and I moved in together, and now we got two couches. Now I'm trying to sell this white couch on Facebook Marketplace so that I can use my upstairs as like a fun, cool hangout zone. And the white couch is no longer white. It's like an off-white cream color. And I was like, we tried so hard to keep it white too. Like we like put blankets on it all the time. Like we were not using that couch like a real couch, but whatever. So
no, and I feel like
it's not like we were smoking or anything. So like, I don't know why it turned color. So weird.
I was going to say, I feel like last time I saw it, it didn't seem like too discolored, but maybe I just didn't see it.
I also like I flipped the cushions upside down so that it was on the white side up a little while ago. But yeah, you could tell.
Okay.
So anyway, I ended up taking off the covers. First of all, it says like not to do, like it's pretty much just like get professional cleaned, don't put in a dryer. And I was just like, okay, so can I clean it? I don't know. And I was just like, you know what? I've got nothing to lose. So I took all the cushion covers off. I put them in the bathtub with like a tub of OxyClean for like 5 hours.
Nice.
Took them out. Nice. Run them through the wash. And now the cushions are so white. It's like blinding. They look great. Like you can't even tell. Like it's so good.
Wait.
Well, now they don't match the rest of the couch though. So... I don't know what to do about the arms, but that's for another day.
Okay, there
is spray paint, maybe, Allie. Yeah. Just spray paint it.
I saw on YouTube. I've been doing a lot of research. I saw on YouTube this stuff. It's called Folex. That's supposed to like help with white upholstery, but there's no bleach in it. I don't know.
I was gonna say that there is this company that I watched this girl on YouTube in New York City, and she has a big white couch, and they have this company that like comes to your house and has like the
like professional steam cleaner
couch cleaning stuff. Yeah. And I'm assuming, like, I bet it's also in Chicago. I don't know how expensive.
So I did reach out to a couch cleaning company, and I was like, hey, and she was like, well, like I was emailing with this person, and they were like, well, if it's 100% cotton, then we probably won't be like, we can't guarantee that we'll be able to get it out, and it'll be $250. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just risk it.
And the thing is, too, if you already did the cushions, it's like, if you were going to use them, you'd probably want them to just come in and do everything versus like, you've already done half of it.
Yeah.
More than half.
But the catch is that the cushions are really hard to get back on. And I have,
I shrank a little bit.
Yeah. And like I got most of them on, but the chaise lounge has this like divot in it, and so it's really hard to get it on. So I was like wrestling with it yesterday, and I don't know how, but I like sliced my thumb open, and I got freaking blood on the white couch.
No,
on the cushion that I just cleaned.
No, you did not.
I haven't tried yet. No? I just gave up, and I was like, okay, I've had enough.
Wait. Oh my god.
The name of this episode has to have something to do with blood. That's all I know.
Something to do
bloody
with
hell.
Blood. What is up with us?
Bloody hell.
That's so good. That's so good. Oh wait, so how is the injury?
It's totally fine. I also have
a
plastic paper cut on my thumb from like I was opening
that.
Up.
Oh, that's a cut.
And then I've got another one from like opening a salad, you know, like when it's got the plastic lid and then you like slice your finger on it.
Oh, yeah. So that was dumb. Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of, okay, we're talking about
all about blood and opening things.
My funniest story, and like you said, Allie, you're opening up the salad, you sliced your finger. The funniest thing that I went to the store to buy some scissors because I needed scissors. I had no scissors. Yeah. Go to the store and I buy scissors, but you can't use the scissors because they're protected because they don't want anybody hurting themselves in the store. And you need scissors to open the damn scissors.
I don't get that. How does anyone get in there?
So then you got to take a knife to it.
Yes.
You got to buy a freestanding knife. You got to buy scissors to use the scissors.
Oh my God.
Is it going to be what's the fancy knife?
The global knife.
Buy one global knife.
It was like an
cut open the scissor.
you know, M.C. Escher, that the hand draws the hand, draws the hand, draws the hand. He's a famous artist. M.C.
Oh,
Escher.
I don't know what that is.
Same thing. It's like,
what can open
needs
the
to
thing
be opened.
That can open the things that, to open
this sounds
the
like
thing.
A Seinfeld episode where it's like some never ending line of items that need to be opened that.
That no one can open because you can't open the items.
Seriously. Oh, my God.
No, this is a good point. Why is no one
why
like
is everybody talking about
deeper?
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is
exactly.
no one? This
should be a headline.
NPR. There should be a headline.
So God, the hard-hitting issue. Shit.
Okay,
that
so
we,
speaking
we,
of.
Yeah. That we cover.
I mean, yeah, this is the real deal.
What
right
would the
here.
World do without us?
Yeah. Really and controversial.
Speaking of fingers, blood on your appendages. So I go and I get my toenails done over the weekend. Loved. I get my toenails done and my nails done at the same time. It's such a splurge, but have
ooh,
to do it.
She's
it's like 1 hour and then I've got all these people working on me. It's so much fun. So the woman, I think, cut around my toe too much with the cutter. Mm-hmm. It got really sensitive. It was in the water. Uh-huh. And then she was like pinching uh-huh. it. And I'm like, oh my God, this really hurts. I didn't want to tell her though. I feel so funny. I didn't want to tell uh-huh. her it hurt because I didn't want her
like,
to
feel
you
bad,
know, freak
yeah.
out or something. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you know, but I came home. I realized she cut my cuticles too much on my big toe. It was bleeding. It was oh. bleeding. Oh. I know. It was fine. I'm fine. It's like, was it major? But I'm just sort of like, okay, next time maybe don't go too mm-hmm. hard on the cuticle cutting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a cuticle. I've got a little
Guys,
problem too
injured.
With my appendages.
We're injured.
Help us.
Okay,
Help
we
us.
All should
take a
at
day
least
off.
One health day for this.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. I might call in sick for the rest of the week. Yeah. If my boss asks, I'm like,
okay, Allie.
Yeah.
Bleed now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I do be bleeding.
Can't do it. Yeah,
yeah,
I need to stay in bed tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think
for
I
sure.
do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I want to see your nails, Mom.
Pink.
I did
red.
A chrome, and I thought of you.
Wow, I'm
this
a
is
naked
not chrome,
nail girl.
It's like, oh, Abby.
I know. I'm all natural.
Wow. So
I also, yeah,
pretty.
All natural.
I'm also going vegan.
This is like cat eye. They use a. They
oh, it's like a magnet.
A magnet. Yeah, they use the magnet.
Whoa, mm-hmm.
It
Mom,
looks
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of
Mom,
fun.
Mom, you always know the cool nail
yeah,
trends
you really
before
do.
Anyone else does them.
Oh, I just say whatever you want to do, and I love my nail salon. Love, love, love them. I'm not going to
yeah,
say
because everybody
just
will
was
go
disparaging.
Too. And you, don't, you
I was also
able
just
to
saying something negative, but I do love my nail salon. I love them so much. They're really, really, really great. But yeah, mm-hmm. I just say do whatever you think is really fun. They're like, okay, so yeah. So
you
is this
the first
like, brand
one
new
ever
thing?
The chrome.
I've heard of the, I've heard of that once, but you were the first one, Mom, mm-hmm. to get the chrome.
I love the
I'll
chrome.
Never forget. We were in
Yeah, at Aloha.
Yeah. The first time I.
Aloha. Yes. Aloha.
It was boarded yeah. up. We snuck
in. Like a speakeasy. Yeah, yeah. And then I got flames on my nails. That was sick. I got like
you
black with white
flames.
It was so cool.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Fun.
I don't remember what I got. It must have been really underwhelming.
You got swirlies.
But,
They were like little.
Oh, the blue?
We both got that.
Yeah, we did both get that.
I feel like you got something swirly. Anyway.
You guys, I was just like dreaming about this the other day. Yeah. Us three waking up, doing a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Working together, doing a nail, going to a Barry's or a base camp.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was literally just like. Dreaming about how fun it
it's
is
so fun
here.
I was getting ready the other day and I was
so like
dang this is so boring like by myself
right
like it's so fun like, when we get ready together and like I'll do
and
our
it's
makeup.
So fun with you too because it's like so like not draining or anything
yeah.
because it's like you two you know what I mean like it's not like the same as like a weekend with like five other friends
right like you don't have to entertain
I mean obviously you're my family
yeah.
but like
yeah.
like we have to like you
feeling
not that
we
like,
have exactly like
that sounded worse
no,
than like
point.
What I meant but you know it's like
I
you
could
say
anything,
anything
and
you
guys
we'll
are still gonna
you.
Like
yeah.
love me
yeah
yeah
no matter what
no, it's pretty cool
and we know each other really well so if we
exactly.
did
exactly
if we did the quiz I listen to the quiz
wait
yes should we get into it
uh-huh
did you prepare the quiz
well yeah I could certainly do that on the whim, like I do everything in my life.
I didn't know if we were just
I never
talking
no, I remember,
about it. Or if we were actually going to do it.
Yeah.
We should do it. I remember a few of the questions.
Yeah, yeah. So we could do a couple of them. Yeah.
I remember a few of them. Should we
introduce?
So we'll do it for someone.
How are we going to do this? Okay.
Okay. So we found, or we didn't find, we're totally copying what the Lady Gang did.
Lady Gang.
Love the Lady Gang.
Love you.
And they did like a little, it was, I think it was like originally like a wife.
Yeah. Like a husband, wife. Like how well do you know your, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would feel that. I'm not very observant, so I would feel that.
Oh my god, and Craig would
be so good.
He
would be like, of course, yeah.
Craig's would be like 1,000. Like he would get nothing wrong. Probably same with Matthew too.
Yeah,
like
yes, they're yeah,
they're both pretty like observant.
Yeah, they're very similar humans.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Same way for Shane.
So anyway, we thought we could do it for us, and it's more
how
like
well do you know the fam
friendship, how well do you know each other, how well do you know the fam. I feel like the hardest part about it is gonna be like if we're guessing for mom, if mom doesn't even really know her answer, you know what I mean? Like we'll probably make the answer for you.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't know my answer for some of these. I feel like
I think I do, like I was listening to it just now. And I know my answer for all of it, but y'all might be what? Like, you know, your favorite movie. What's your absolute favorite movie in the whole world? You know?
Mom's.
Okay. Should we do mom first?
Okay.
And we'll do all the questions on one person first. Yeah. And then we'll move over.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what are the questions?
So, there's like, okay, so there's favorite movie. What do you like on your toast? Mm-hmm. Favorite article of clothing?
Streaming show.
Favorite like Netflix or streaming show. Anything. Mm-hmm. I think one is favorite or what's your most prized possession?
Whoa. I like that one.
But it'll be fun. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
So we could do those. Okay, let's do those five.
Okay. Caitlin, lead us through this.
Okay. So we are going to start with
Catherine.
So we'll guess first.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay.
So we'll guess for Catherine. So first question for Catherine, favorite movie.
Okay, I know it. That's what I was going to say. Caddyshack.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Is that right?
It's Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
What? Okay, wait. What is this movie? Tell me more.
Apocalypse Now.
Did you like just watch this last night?
No, I watched.
Oh.
Caitlin's like, is this a phase or she just like can't believe that we're wrong.
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of
Caddyshack. I feel kind of like
me too.
Robbed.
I feel like mom's always like, oh, Caddyshack, love Caddyshack. I love Caddyshack.
Is my life a lie? I don't know.
Pretty much.
Might be. I based my whole childhood on Caddyshack.
Apocalypse Now is a famous movie. Actually, I studied it in college because I took a movie class in college and we studied it.
1979 film.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tragic comedy. It's terrible graphic gore, but it's hilarious. It's all about
Harrison Ford.
It's all about the Vietnam War. It's so.
Oh, is it like my favorite line is mustard gas in the morning?
Yes. I love the smell of napalm in the morning, Barbara.
Mustard gas. Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's my favorite movie. Yeah.
Okay, oh for one.
All right, what else we got?
Next one is, what does mom like on her toast?
I think she just does like a lot of butter.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yep. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, absolutely butter. Lots of butter.
Good answer.
My doctor goes, not so much butter, Catherine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Whatever.
Don't rob me of the things that bring me joy.
More milk, less butter, milk. He said.
Weird.
God, why doesn't he worry about himself?
The brittle bones. I'm a little tawny girl.
Brittle bones. Okay, the next one. What's mom's favorite article of clothing? Or like piece of clothing that she has?
Oh, you all know that.
We do?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's got to be like a Zara blazer.
I was just going to say like a black zip up.
Now I want to change my answer.
Or like a Calvin Klein suit
or
dress.
Denim shorts
and a t-shirt. Or
denim shorts and a rocker t-shirt with your combat boots.
Think about the whole body.
Oh, the combat boots. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Of course.
I forgot about like accessories.
God, that's so, yeah.
That's my That's my brand.
Sell your brand. Mm-hmm. Sell your brand.
That is your brand.
My mom was so disturbed when she saw me in New York City and I literally had combat boots on. She was like, oh,
Mary Catherine. God,
this poor girl. Mary Catherine.
What happened to Mary Catherine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were, my mom and dad were.
What did we do, send her to New York City?
Yeah. New York City.
They were
terrified. New York City. Moira Rose. I was like punk rock, and it was so funny. So yeah.
Oh my god, I love that.
Combat
cute. Mm-hmm. What were the other ones? I'm favorite? Blanking.
Oh, most oh, streaming service possession and yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
And streaming service. Okay.
Or streaming
prize possession.
Show.
Let's do prize possession.
Like
one single thing.
She's
in
got
the
a
house.
Lot of prize possessions.
Inanimate object, yeah. Like thing. Inanimate yeah. object. Like if I have to save one thing in my yeah. house.
Yeah. Yep.
One thing.
Oh, that's hard.
I feel like it would be
probably
like,
my that diamond yeah, ring I wear on this.
That's what I was gonna say.
A
piece of jewelry.
I was gonna say yeah. jewelry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have answered.
Yeah,
for
mom.
You.
Well, we all agreed.
You went right away. We all kind of like helped mm-hmm.
you.
You
all
get
got
there.
That. Yeah. You all got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prize okay, that's possession. Good. One. I don't even know what my prize possession.
Now, streaming mm. show. What's Catherine's favorite show? Do we all know this?
Yes. Like if it's just Catherine watching a streaming
Selling
show.
Sunset.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, really?
Totally Selling Sunset.
That's yes. right.
Yes. 1,000%.
You mm-hmm. had to say wait, if it's just Catherine watching that... it, because I was like, what sci-fi show are you guys watching right now?
I know.
Some pew-pew show where they're just choreographed battles and there's aliens.
No, that's not your vibe. That's like, when you're snoring.
Put you to bed.
So if Catherine's going to be awake. Also, we have to make it known that Catherine watched Selling before. Sunset before anybody yeah. else.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Literally
yes,
I did. Anybody else. Mm-hmm. It was like 20. It was when you had your.
Broke my leg.
Leg. Mm-hmm. You had yeah. a broken leg.
Yeah. And I had nothing to do except watch shows. And
that was way before it was
oh
cool.
My God. I told BPC, my business record family, I'm like, oh my God, you got to watch this show. Then they started watching it. They were like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm like, yeah, I told you. Yeah.
I think they're coming out with like new seasons.
Maybe? I would start from scratch. I love that show. The outfits.
Oh yeah. They're always wearing the most yeah. so insane beautiful. Like outfits to go show homes. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to the club.
I love-
well, mom, you should watch. They have Selling OC now, I think
oh,
it is.
Wow.
Or something like that. It's like a different place, but okay. it's the same vibe.
That's my happy space right there. That's my happy place. Oh, so
cute.
Fun.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was fun.
Who's next?
Let's do Allie.
Movie. Okay.
Okay. Allie's favorite movie.
Talladega Nights?
No, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Oh,
I was waiting for
oh
that.
My gosh.
Can we talk about how Dad texted in our family group chat the other day and he goes, just unprovoked, we hadn't been having a conversation. He goes, God, Pirates of the Caribbean is such a good movie. And we were like, isn't it? It's the best.
I was like, you said that to the right audience. Like, usually
he'll hit you with
like,
something random.
Text, and it's kind of like, it's a little alarming or like no one's responding.
You got to like interpret
that one. Got
that
a lot
one,
of
like, got the whole group chat jumping.
Everyone was in that. Yeah.
Okay. And this is not Craig. This is Bob Harrington. Yeah. Dad, yeah, like everybody knows, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, we would never leave Craig on red. Are you kidding me?
No, but can't I'm just, yeah.
Well, we
yeah,
don't
yeah.
leave Bob on red either.
Sometimes
but,
you just know, have to, no,
just saying,
yeah, work at it.
Just
good to clarify.
You have two dads, yeah, two dads. Good
we do have two dads. We do.
I wrote
a character. Okay, that was a good one. Yeah.
Toast.
Okay, what does Allie put on toast?
This is kind of a hard.
Usually if Allie's having a toast, I'm making it for her.
I don't even know the answer to this question, yeah. to be honest.
Is she like a peanut butter and jelly?
I was going
to
say peanut butter.
You know?
I was going to say peanut butter.
Or a little...
I was going to say peanut butter because Allie used to love those Starbucks little lunchbox things. And it came with this bread that she used to love and she couldn't figure out where to find it. And it used to come with a little peanut.
And I actually figured out where to buy them. You can get them at Fresh Time. But
maybe a little orange crush. Would you put orange crush?
I was thinking like maybe a little burrata, maybe a little cheese situation.
Yes.
Or like a grilled cheese. Is that toast?
Yes. Sure.
No, that doesn't count. Well,
it's two pieces of toast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's a perfect thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you have a grilled cheese for breakfast?
Because you love your cheese too. Oh.
I would.
Yeah.
A little arugula salad on the side, maybe hard boiled.
Yeah,
egg.
If we were going to do,
you know.
Oh.
Does that sound good?
Sounds awesome.
If we were going to do hungry. Favorite foods, I was thinking Allie's would be cheese, but is that
No,
wrong?
That's probably right. Yeah.
She loves
just some kind of cheese or like a pasta. Oh. Some kind of pasta.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. What's mom's favorite food?
That's easy. Think of ocean.
Sushi.
And it's raw.
And it's raw and you eat it without cooking it. And it's like this Japanese delicacy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why, but when you said ocean, I thought it was going to be like mahi.
Yeah, I was thinking like grouper sandwich.
Yeah, literally. I was thinking like the Florida, whatever.
Sushi. I just would eat that every day all day. That's true.
I think mine is sushi too, mm-hmm. honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always.
I could always
if
go
we
for
do
some
an Uber
sushi.
Eats, first option is always
Me
sushi.
Too. Especially because it's like.
It's been a long time.
It's not like as greasy as like the other options too. And like it still feels like okay.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm loving the noodle scoops. Like
you're
going
on a ramen
to
kick.
An Asian. I'm on a ramen kick, that umami taste that you just don't get very often.
It's like rich, but just, not like overpowering. But
yeah.
Oh, I just want to take a bath in it. I literally want to take a bath in it, which would be really wild and extravagant.
Yum.
But I could picture myself bathing in noodles and umami broth. Like that would be, wouldn't that be really fun? I don't
know. The way you would smell like salt for the like rest of your life. You'd smell like pork broth for like weeks.
Oh my God. Your body odor would just be
God,
like
Catherine
rotten.
Really gave a great speech, but like, what was that smell?
It's so true. I have my Bogner like jacket on right now and it smells like something I ate a couple of days ago at a restaurant. I feel like it just doesn't smell good. And clothes can like absorb all that crazy
smells. Oh my God. Like when you go to like Korean
and
barbecue like, and you just smell like smoke for like a week.
Yes, and you're like, what is that smell? I should have washed this outfit. God, it's crazy. Hi TT.
Oh, can you see him?
Oh yeah, I heard him a little bit earlier too. Hi baby. Oh, I miss my granddaughter.
Like when I sits here, he wants to be on a chair right next to me.
That's so cute.
So anyway, he's like the most needy dog I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, we'll take him for a while
but
off your hands. Can't wait to see him.
Okay, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want him?
Are you in
he's all yours.
Selling TT like phase right now?
No, I'm actually not. He's actually been he's been vibing.
That's good.
I did dream about Zorro last night. The episode where I was like, Zorro, go get the little tiny babies in the tree, you know?
Oh, the raccoons.
The raccoons. And then he did.
And then all the kids started screaming. So
I had the same dream.
I didn't
want
to feed him forever.
It was so sad.
I think about that moment like semi-frequently, actually. Mm. That really traumatized us.
I do too. I'll never forget. It was the summer night. I think
we were all eating steaks that were off the grill on the back porch.
Yep.
And there was a mama raccoon with his little babies. And Zorro used to love to chase the squirrels. And like we would like to watch him chase the squirrels because he would like never really actually get them. And so we like alerted him to the raccoon and the raccoon was fine and then one of the babies dropped and then Zorro got it and we had to have
whole like multiple
circle of life conversation.
We were
so traumatized.
I just got the chills.
Oh my God,
thinking
it was so
about
sad.
It
was so
I'm sorry for
it's
that okay. time that we had to go through.
Oh,
like,
Mom.
But it was really sad. It was so sad. I'm still having nightmares.
Oh my
about
God.
It. Like,
Mom,
seriously.
That's
so sad.
I didn't think sadly about you. I thought sadly about Zorro. I was like, this
is a monster.
I was like, I am going to de-own him as part of my family. Like, I remember not wanting to feed him. I was like, no.
Yeah, you got enough to eat.
Poor raccoon. Yeah. Like, he's full.
Oh my God. In my dream last night, there were like all these animals, though. It was like a zoo, and he was starting to eat all the animals. I was just like,
Oh my God.
Okay. All right, let's stop.
Okay.
We're on to Article of Clothing.
Article of Clothing.
Yeah, we got derailed. Okay. Article of Clothing for Al.
What do I wear?
Oh, God.
Let's see. Ooh. Anything. Well, this has got to be good. We know Allie's clothes. Okay. The black stretchy pants. The black Lulus that I gave
that
you.
That I still wear.
Maybe
I was
7 years ago.
Some piece of clothing that I've had for like 20 years that I like still
like
freaking
wear. Like a
hand-me-down,
and it probably was mom's
for
20 years.
And I just like,
yeah.
Yeah, I had to stop wearing the Lulus so much because I wore them so much, mom, that they are like now see-through. And I've washed them. You gave them to me, I think, when I was in college, and like, I still wear them.
Oh my god!
I'm such a clothes hoarder.
Allie will get the use out of that.
A clothing hoarder.
Allie,
that's bad.
Wait, you are. We talked about this. Allie, I have the opposite problem. I'll Poshmark everything, and then I'll look through, and I'll be like,
"Man,
dang,
R.I.P.
Like, why did I get rid of that?" Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is like an athleisure, like a legging or like a flare legging with like a sweater or a sweatshirt, like super cozy, and then maybe some slippers.
A sneaker.
Yeah. I love Allie's
slippers.
Allie's body language. She'll be like, "What do you think about this? What do you think about this?" You know, I just like picture you when you're
little body language.
Yeah, so cute. Oh my
but
god.
Yeah, I can too.
Love that. Oh my god. Okay, streaming service or streaming show.
Well, the weirdest thing about Allie, she's
not,
like,
really
a
shower, like show watcher,
which is like the one
streaming service is.
Well, you've got a lot of weird things. But
that's one of them.
One that sticks out.
I feel like my favorite streaming service is like Spotify because I listen to podcasts.
Or what's your favorite show?
That's got to be a show.
It's not your favorite.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah.
I meant to say show.
Okay. Actually, you wouldn't know this, but we just got done watching the first season of True Detective. And it's got
it's
Woody Harrelson and who's the second guy? Matthew McConaughey?
I don't know.
We saw this. It's really
so
good.
Oh, God. And
really?
They're so young.
Do it.
And it's so, like, fun to see them because I feel like, I don't know, all the new stuff, they're, like, older.
Oh, 2014.
Yeah. And they're so good, and they just make you either love or hate the characters. Like, they do a great job. It's kind of, like, fucked up, but it's good.
It's a really good show.
Oh, girl.
It's a great show.
Alexandra Daddario. I don't know if you'd recognize her name, but you'd probably recognize her face.
Yeah.
She's in like a ton of like rom-coms.
Oh,
and
she's like the
girl.
Other woman in this show, I think.
She's like really pale, big eyes. I love her. She's just so funny.
Yeah, I think she plays
she does a good job.
She plays the girl that one of the characters cheats on his wife with.
Oh.
And isn't that show like every episode's a different story?
No.
I think.
No. It's like you get two time frames because like they're interviewing them like they're the two characters are being interrogated in modern day when they're older, and then they kind of go through and show you visually what was going on when they were younger about like an old case that they worked on. And then
It's really good. Okay. I have to stop and ask you a question. Have you seen Poor Little Things?
No.
Oh, Mom.
It's so good.
What is that?
Why did you tell us it was good?
It's so
Is it sad?
Crazy good.
What?
And Craig figured it out.
We watched it on Sunday night.
Oh, that's crazy. What? Wow.
Yeah, because you told us on day I called you that it was good. And I was like, oh, okay.
Poor thing.
And we watched it. And it also got a ton of like Oscars.
Oh, tons of Oscars.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Ugh. The problem is we had just ordered sushi.
Oh.
And the beginning of that movie mixed with sushi was just such a bad combo. You know what I'm talking about, Mom?
All black and white, and it's just
gore,
the,
eerie.
Yeah, it's,
gore, like,
the ambiance
like,
is really scary. Really? Yeah, in the beginning.
And it just did not work with us eating sushi, so we were just kind of turned off from the beginning.
But Craig figured out the deeper meaning last night.
Oh,
He keeps thinking about what was the meaning of this show? Like, what was the meaning? And Craig is so brilliant.
He's so
smart. It's all about women and how men want to hold them, keep them, protect them, tell them what to do, sequester them, demand that they do this, it's all about the women's plight and man's viewpoint on what they want to do with women.
It's a really good point.
Yeah. yeah, they want to control them. Like, I've been controlled so many times in my life. It's not even funny. It's all about controlling. And then Emma's like, screw you. You can't control me anymore. Right. You know, like what happens to the man in the end?
The last scene is the best.
It's the best. It's the best. You've got to see it. It's really good. It's all about women's plight. In the words, poor women, like poor women, yeah, like what we have to go through. Poor thing. You poor thing.
Think it's kind of like patriarchal, like, oh, you poor thing. Let me do your life for you.
Mm-hmm. Like demeaning. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
a man wrote it. It's really crazy. It's written by a man.
Yeah, I remember there was like a lot of discussion about
Kirk is so smart.
Who is a man to be writing this story about like a woman's plight? And people were like, this is kind of silly, but whatever. But it seems to have done well. So we went and saw Dune 2 last weekend.
Yay. What did you think?
We did too. Amazing.
Yes.
It was so freaking long though. Like an hour and a half in, I was looking at my phone like, oh my God, we have another hour and a half of this. Like, it's insane.
Whoa. I felt like, I felt like though it was long. I felt like Oppenheimer seemed longer. Like, I feel like this one, I feel like Dune went kind of fast. I don't know.
There was like only really one lull and it was like right in the middle. It was when they were fighting in the gladiator scene. And I was like, how are we still getting more new characters?
No, that's a good point.
Far on. And yeah, it was crazy, but it was good.
I also didn't like to watch the Austin Butler cannibals. I had to close my eyes.
That was crazy. I also didn't realize that that was Austin Butler until like it was almost over. And I was like, why does he look so familiar?
Yeah, it doesn't look like him.
God, that guy takes himself so seriously. We were watching like a director's cut, like how it's made kind of thing. And all of the actors seemed like they were having a great time. And then Austin Butler was just like, well, the art of the movie was, you know, whatever. And I didn't like that.
No, I agree. And the funny thing about Austin Butler is, I don't know if you've like seen, but people will make fun of him because he's like stuck.
I guess. Yeah. Like he still speaks in his Elvis accent.
He got so into his Elvis character that he like can't get out of this like Elvis persona. And so there was some like marketing for the show or whatever where it's like him, Zendaya, and Timothy Chalamet. And they're like, go watch Dune, go watch Dune. And he goes like, go watch Dune. And the top comments and everything are like, can't wait to watch Elvis in Dune 2. Like he just is still speaking like Elvis. And it's
so embarrassing for him.
Yeah, it's like,
God, I also thought the part where he rode the worm, that sounds funny. Mm-hmm. When, you know, I thought that scene was kind of like cheesy. Like the way that they did it, when I was like looking at it, I kind of didn't really realize quite what was going on. Like I didn't realize at what point he got onto the worm. And then I just was like, I thought he was standing on land and just like, there was a bunch of shit moving around him. And then I realized, well, that's probably how they've shot it. Like he's just standing in some studio somewhere and they're like blowing a bunch of sand on him. And it really took me out of the movie. Those are my only two comments.
Okay,
Allie, we got another question for you. Sorry. What's your prize possession?
We've really diverted.
No, it's good.
Oh, wow, really derailed.
This is a Harrington. This is such a Harrington classic right here.
This is prize
possession. No, what is my prize possession?
Allie's prize possession. I mean,
let me think.
I was just going to say.
I know,
but
I think it is. It's my ring.
I think it is.
Because I have nightmares.
Even though it will like sometimes be on the floor.
I had to stop wearing it because I accidentally gave myself like a chemical burn underneath it because I was like cleaning.
What?
I was cleaning with it on and I got some like bleach, like I think in between my skin and my ring. And so my skin is really irritated, so I had to take it off.
Oh, God.
But I know where it is. Mom comes over sometimes and she's like, where's your ring? You're not wearing it. Where is it? I'm like, it's in my closet. It's okay. I know exactly where it is.
I feel like I would never wear it.
It's a big burden to have like a ring. It is like a burden.
I have nightmares.
No, I do too, Allie. I have nightmares all the time.
Somebody comes in that, or like,
all the time.
Oh my God. Like I get robbed. And they pick.
Well, Kelty Knight lost her diamond on the red carpet.
Giant, like 4-carat diamond just like fell out of the setting.
No. It did?
Yeah.
When she was on the red carpet.
That's crazy. Did they find it?
I think she just like insurance replaced it. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Wait, so do you have those insured? Your rings?
No, I do not.
Yes.
Yes.
She does.
Oh, she does?
No. No, I don't.
Oh.
So nobody's
stealing. Is this for the thieves? If the thieves are listening.
Yeah, why are you asking so many questions, Caitlin?
Hey, you thieves out there.
What are you trying to get out of me?
No, I forgot we're like live.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I forgot we're live.
I thought about doing it when we bought our house. And
to any thieves listening, please move on. Thanks.
They like wanted me to go get them appraised. Yeah. And I was like, look, I need to close on this house. Yeah. And I don't really have time to like get these rings appraised. So like, can we just table this? And then I just never got around to it.
I know.
Interesting.
Okay, all right, Caitlin, we got to turn the table to you.
Okay.
Favorite movie.
Okay, Caitlin's favorite movie.
Oh. Something with young.
Let me think.
Young. Chevy Chase.
Dirty Dancing? I know what it is. Yes, dude. You're so good. What the heck?
That's your favorite movie?
Wow. How did that just come to me?
I love Dirty Dancing.
I remember Allie, you talking about that.
I feel
like,
so like validated I was like, right now.
I've never even seen that movie.
Never seen it.
Like it was when I was living with Mandy and Mandy was watching it and I started just like watching it with her. I was like, what is this movie? It's so good. And she's like, Dirty Dancing?
So good.
I was like, well, no wonder everybody watched
that.
So good.
Let's watch that. It has
everything you need. Yeah, we should. We should. Yeah. It has everything you need in a movie. I know like what's going to happen. Like I love it. I used to come home from going, like we'd go out and we'd all come back and I'd put on Dirty Dancing and we'd like eat popcorn. It was so nice.
It's so cute.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I'm so proud that you
put
that
on your toast.
Wow. Toast.
She does like a soft scramble. Maybe that's like with her toast though.
That's like with my toast. Yeah.
I feel like you're definitely a butter. I don't think you're really a jam.
I'm butter.
Avocado.
Maybe a little avocado on top. If we're getting fancy with it.
All of these answers are correct.
Healthy avocado and you know.
I will say though, I'm on a butter kick.
Less butter, more milk.
I don't like dairy milk.
Sometimes in my coffee.
Once it starts to get stinky, that just freaks me out.
Like after it's been out for like longer than 5 minutes, it gets like a tang.
Yeah. And the fact that it can get stinky is just what freaks me out.
Although have you ever gotten like
this could stink
like bad almond milk and it turns into like slime?
Oh my God, no, but one time at mom's house, do you remember that, mom? I had this, so I had opened an oat milk like months before and I forgot that it was so long ago and I put it in her fridge and then I had another sip like months later.
Oh yeah, I remember.
What happened?
Do you remember that?
Yep. And you're like.
It was revolting. It was like, oh my God,
I'm going to die. You're like.
Oh my God. It was so scary. I think I like rinsed my mouth out with like something weird.
Gross.
I thought I was going to pass away.
It was like pandemic era, I think, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think it was. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my God, Caitlin.
Anyway.
Okay. Article of clothing. Okay. Article of clothing. Favorite article of clothing. Ooh, I think I might know.
Oh my God. I don't know. She likes pajama sets.
She loves a matching pajama set.
Mm. It'd probably be our Colorado pajamas.
Oh. I've been wearing the crap out of
those. I wear them like 3 times a week, honestly.
My gosh, that's so cute.
They're getting really pilly. Same.
Yes, they get pilly, don't they?
Really
they get
pilly. Yeah.
I know. But like for day clothes, I think... I feel like you like a bodysuit with like a wide leg pant kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I agree with that.
You do have a little ring too that you always wear, right, Kay?
Glennie's ring?
No.
I do have Glennie's ring, but I stopped wearing it ever since somebody told me it looks like a cross. I got all
That's right.
Not weirded out, but like I just felt like I was
stolen valor.
I don't know what that
stolen
means.
Stolen valor? That's like when you wear like army clothes, but you're not a vet.
Military. Yeah. Wait, can we quickly just talk about chagrin?
We We used the word chagrin in the last episode. Wild. And then Caitlin, it was in her book. It was in Bates's book. Chagrin.
It was in my book. It was in another book.
That made me laugh so hard.
Oh my God. It's my new favorite word.
Much to my chagrin.
No, I haven't, but I know how to. And that's all that matters. I'm excited.
Okay. Favorite.
So I have the option if I ever want to.
What are the other ones? Favorite TV show?
So, well, I'm thinking Article of Clothing for Caitlin. Okay. I always picture you in that, in that black kind of puffy
coat
jacket.
Yeah.
And it's kind of puffy.
Like it's like a marshmallowy.
And it's got the
jacket.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really.
I literally just wore that right before this.
I always picture you in those brown linen pants is what I'm thinking of.
I do wear those a lot too.
I love that. You have a great style.
Those are kind of my staples.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
I know what my article.
My whole
of clothing
style
is
on Poshmark. If
my
you're
article
on it.
Of clothing is my big green coat.
Oh, yes! It did come to my mind. I was thinking of you in that coat,
my green coat.
That's what I didn't know. Like, do you?
Oh
still
yeah,
wear
I
that
wear it
a lot?
Every day.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Amazing.
That looks so beautiful on you too, Belle.
It does. It looks good with your hair.
Okay. Streaming show. Streaming show for Caitlin. Oh, Bachelor?
Oh.
It's Love Island, I think you're thinking of.
Love Island, sorry. Yeah. Love Island, yes.
Love Island. Yeah,
totally.
There's actually two options.
Love Island or Love is Blind?
You could probably think of the other one. No. The other one's not reality, but it's like rom or sitcom.
How I Met Your Mother? No. Who's that girl?
No, but very close.
What is that called?
Yes.
New Girl. Who's that girl? It's Jess.
Who's that girl? It's Jess. Yeah, I'd say New Girl or Love
Love
Island. I have maybe only seen 3 episodes of The Bachelor in my whole life.
Yeah.
I meant to say Love Island.
I knew what you were going for, but what's the last one? Oh, Prized Possession.
Theo.
Whatever it is, I probably sold it on Facebook Marketplace.
It can't be alive, though.
Okay. No, it can't be alive.
Because I would say Craig.
Oh, prized possession.
But he's not a possession, obviously. Oh, my goodness. Let's think about this.
Guys, I don't have anything of value.
Yeah, but it doesn't have
sentimental
to be a value.
Sentimental or retail.
It could be sentimental. Like if you have to run out of the apartment and you have to take something.
What would I grab?
What would you grab?
I'd probably grab a knife, depending on the situation.
Grab a knife. A global knife. Look at TT looking at you. How so?
Oh, no. You know what I would grab? I would grab my photo of Mom in my dressing room.
Oh, that's a great one. Wow, Mom. We seem like such bitches.
I was going to say that,
now.
But I'm
like, our diamonds, our jewels. And Caitlin's like, this
okay, it's only
because
I don't have any diamonds. Is this not like a realization that I should get another family jewel?
Yeah,
or what?
Actually, probably.
Maybe. I think that might be in your future. So you two can have nightmares about it, Caitlin.
You need to share our misery.
I can't wait.
Yes, let's share the misery of all the pressure that diamonds gives you.
Oh my God. I feel like it'll be one of those things where you like jolt out of bed at 2 a.m.
Where's my birth certificate?
Diamond?
Uh-huh.
What
is
my birth certificate?
Yeah.
Where's my passport?
Yeah, I did do that the other night. Oh, I jolted out of bed and I was like, oh my God, is my passport expired? Thea, what do you have to say? Yes.
Do you have anything to say to the audience?
Oh my
God. Can you hear sniffs or no?
Okay, let's do it. Let's be quiet.
Damn, that would be cool.
Okay, T, one more time.
Oh, he's shy. He looks so depressed.
Like you're scaring
now.
Him.
He's like, what's happening?
Hi, little man.
Okay, I've got great, exciting news for What the Fam. What the Fam and our fam fans. So you all are going to freak out right now. Did you see my social media post? Okay.
No, not yet.
This is really, really cool. What? We started this What the Fam on April 8th of 2020.
What?
No way.
Yes, we started April 8th of 2020. I went on Buzzsprout tonight and looked.
What?
Wait, I don't think that's right.
It is.
Wait, is that
There's
right?
no way.
Yes, it is. We've
right
produced.
Right during COVID? The start of COVID?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it says. We had What the Fam, look for episodes. That was our first like little, you know, we're coming. What the Fam is
coming.
I'm not
believing it. I got a fact,
Caitlin.
It's on. You know, it's on.
Buzz I don't know if I believe it because we went to
April 8, 2020. Oh, wait, 2022.
That's right. That sounds
right.
Because I was going to say,
my bad.
Because I was going to say, I was living here and I wasn't living here in April of 2020.
My bad.
Damn.
Okay.
We have 10,000 listeners and we've been doing this for four years.
I've got the stats. We have 35 episodes, which is pacing is really good, actually. 35 episodes for the last 2 years. Wow, that's awesome. And we have a total of 3,149 downloads. So we're close to that 10,000. I know. Over 3,000 downloads. 2,783 are from the USA. Nice. Thank you, Chicago, Minneapolis, Des Moines.
Nice.
249 are Europe. Amazing.
Incredible.
Like Europe?
Woo.
I know. 83 Asia. 28 Africa.
In the Antarctica?
Exactly. 28 Africa, 4 South America, and 2 Oceania.
No Antarctica.
Oceania. No Antarctica.
No Antarctica. Dang.
Oceania's Australia.
Nah, we're not working hard enough.
But I'm such a big fan of Tyla. Maybe Tyla and all of our friends in Johannesburg in Africa are watching.
Wait, Tyla, like the water
dance?
Make Tyla, the singer, the new face of African pop. She's amazing.
Mom, I'm such a big fan of her.
I love Tyla. I love Tyla. Love her. I'm such a fan. She is
awesome.
Fabulous. She's only 22. Wait, really? She's amazing. So she's only 22.
Wow, go
22.
Off, girl.
I know.
You know what? And that song, Water, is one of those songs that I'll never forget where I was.
Really?
First time I heard it. It was so good. I was like, ooh, get
it. Crazy.
Yeah. I was like,
She's got the sound. So yeah, and her idol is Rihanna. Rihanna's her idol, which we love Rihanna. I know. So,
Riri.
What the fam? Here's congratulations. Congratulations on the 4 years.
Downloads.
It's been such a short 4 years. It's really flown by.
We love you all so much.
That went quick.
We love you all so much. Like, this is so, look at all those downloads. We're over 3,000 downloads. That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
That's really cool. So, I love this. Wow. It'll be fun where the next chapter of the fam life takes us.
Yes.
So,
I love that. I love this podcast because it's just a great excuse for us to chit chat.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice. Mm-hmm.
And it's a scheduled chit chat and I love it.
I love you guys.
Thank you, Tyla. Thank you.
Chevy Chase.
Thank you to the Tylenol murders. But thank you for bringing the awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you to the World Knives
Organization.
What were the knives
global
called?
Global
the World
global
Knives.
Knives?
Yeah.
The World global Knives Association.
Global Knives.
The WKA.
The World Knives.
Thank you.
Thank you to Butter Toast.
OxyClean.
Thank you to my long appendages that are bleeding
extra
out.
Oh my god,
appendages.
I know.
Thank you to Theo.
Thank you to
Dirty Dancing.
Thank
you. I need to see that movie.
Patrick Swayze.
Antiques Rooms. Moody Antiques Rooms. Aesthetics.
Thank you to our insured diamonds.
Totally insured. And thank you to the fam.
We love you, fam. It's been a great 2 years. Been an amazing 2 years. And I love you all so much. Love you all so much.
Mwah. Love ya.
Love, hugs, and kisses. Bye. Bye.
What the Fam podcast is a Let's Do This media production. It was produced in cooperation with Bloated Beyond Belief, a Harrington Classic company. All rights reserved, and no animals were harmed in this production. We encourage you to take care of the planet. What?
What the fam, baby? Who? What? What the fam? Huh? What? What the fam, baby? Who? What? What the fam? Huh? What? What the fam, baby? Kate, Allie, Catherine. Gonna show you how to laugh again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Man, I'm sure you'll be back again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Man, I'm sure you'll be back again. Kate, Allie, Catherine. Gonna show you how to laugh again. Yeah. What the Fam Podcast. Featuring two daughters and one mother. Three beautiful women. Strong with their own mind. And a whole lot to say. And I assure you, you care. Oh yeah, you care.